Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, we're still doing a heavenly spiritual building. This is part 3, I believe. A heavenly spiritual building. 3 days ago, we spoke about the fact that it's heavenly. The nature of the resurrected body is heavenly. Yesterday, we spoke about the fact that it's spiritual. Today, we want to talk about the fact that it is a building. This body that we have now is just a tent. It's temporal. If you notice, this body gets old. I believe you were not as tall as you are now some years ago. Probably there are some weaknesses that are appearing in your body. See, the older you get, the more certain wrinkles and all kinds of things appear on your body. But the body that we are going to receive in the future does not have any of those things. It cannot grow old. Just think about it. It cannot grow old. You see, Jesus died at age 33. Anybody who has seen him has not seen him growing. He still looks like a young man. He has not changed. You see, and one day we are all going to receive that a similar body along that same line, a very young body. Well, someone is saying, so if someone dies when he was 4 and was born again, does it mean that the person is going to be 33? Well, I don't have answers to those questions, but I believe it may be like that. Hallelujah. When you turn to 2 Corinthians 5 verse 1 to verse 3, I have some wonderful things to share with you, which I believe will really bless you. It's really, really going to help you. 2 Corinthians 5 from verse 1. I'm going to share with you a secret, a great secret that will help you stop old age. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5 from verse 1 says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle, he calls it our earthly house of this tabernacle, talking about this one, the body we have now. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, says we know that we have a building of God. So this one is called a tabernacle or a tent. A tent is not permanent. Nobody puts up a tent permanently. A tent cannot be permanent. A tent is temporal. This body is temporal. There's a permanent building that is coming. A building is permanent. You build and it's permanent. It can be given to your children and your children's children. It can go for ages. You see, it says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. It says, there's a house not made with hands. It's made by the hands of God, not made by the hands of man. It says, for in this we groan endlessly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Now, Paul shows us something very significant in this place. He says, for in this we groan, concerning our building. It says, we groan endlessly. Then it says, we are desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Paul wanted to be clothed now, in this life. Why? He says, if so be that being clothed, verse 3, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we should be unclothed. He's saying that it's not that we want to die and leave this body, but clothed upon that mortality, this mortal life, might be swallowed up of life. Hallelujah. Swallowed up of eternal life. It means that the eternal life in you can develop and grow and swallow this mortal body and regulate the movement of this mortal body. Because we have the Spirit of God in us. And our lives are generated and regulated by the Spirit of God who is in us. So it means that if you focus on the life of God that is in you and live from the life of God that is in you, you'll be surprised that this body, there's something called immortality that has been brought to light. When you read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, let's read from verse 9. It's so interesting. It says, God who has saved us, you see, God has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Then it says, but is now made manifest in verse 10. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. Then it says, who has abolished death? Jesus has abolished death. It means that you can live and not die because he has abolished death and has brought life. Jesus has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. It means that as you hear the gospel and you take advantage of the gospel, you can experience the life of God which is inside you, the same life that God has. That life can be refreshed on a continual basis and cause you to walk into immortality. In other words, you will not die. It will cause you to not die. But this body shall be changed and shall put on immortality. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is it because we are stones? We are stones and stones don't grow old. So even though in the future we are going to receive a body that does not grow old, a body that cannot die, which is a building, not a tent, because this one can die, but that one cannot die. That one cannot grow old. That one cannot perish, you see. Yet, we can have that. Paul wanted that in this time, right here in this time. If you read history, you can probably check it on the net, how Paul died. Paul was beheaded. But when Paul was beheaded, they didn't see blood coming out of his veins. It was actually milk. His blood had been turned to milk. Amazingly, I'm not lying to you, you can check it on the net. Find out how Paul's blood came out when they beheaded him. It was milk. You see, Paul had focused on the life of God so much to the extent that the life had worked on him to the extent that he was not living on blood. He was living on the life of God. So his blood had changed to become milk. Hallelujah. We can have that happening to us. You and I can have that happening to us. Hallelujah. You see, so God wants you to experience immortality today. He has brought life and immortality to life through the gospel. Hallelujah. It says, for we know, 2 Corinthians 5, once again, it's for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God. There's a building that we are going to have. A house not made of hands, eternal in heaven, not growing old, not growing sick, none of those things. Hallelujah. Never dying, cannot perish. Hallelujah. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Bye-bye.